We'd like to welcome you to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday morning, November the 20th, 1983. God bless as we worship together around the precious Word of God on this beautiful Lord's Day. Brother Earl is going to come to read our scripture for us and lead us in prayer. We'll be having a prayer request just before we give the message today, but we are thankful to God that Ms. Barker is back with us, and thank the Lord for all that He has done in her life and is going to do in the future. Brother Earl, you lead us in our scripture prayer, please.
Our scripture reading today is taken from Psalms 100. Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Let's bow our head, please, for a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come before You this day, and we realize, Lord, that we are unworthy of the love that You've given us. And we ask, Father, that You would cleanse and forgive us for anything in our lives that would come between us and You, that we could come before You this day and be not ashamed to face you, Lord, and just bow down, Father, and say that we thank you for being our God, and we thank you for loving us so much that you sent your Son to die for our sins. And Father, we just pray that you would help us to be what you would have us to be, that we would be more worthy of the love and the many blessings that you have given us. And Father, we just pray that our lives and at this very church, Lord, would be used in such a way that would glorify and lift up the name of our wonderful Savior. Father, we just lift up to you those that we love that are lost and still out in sin. And we pray, Lord, that before it's too late, that they would make things right with thee and be ready to meet you on that day. And Father, we lift up those that we love that are sick and ill in body and not able to be with us today. We just pray, Lord, that your presence would be with them and comfort them. We just ask, Father, that your will would be done in all things. And Father, we pray for these services today that you would give Brother James words to say that would cause every Christian to walk closer with thee and to be more appreciative of the love that you've shown us. We pray, Father, that if there's anyone in our services today that is not prepared to meet you, that they would ask themselves the questions, what must I do to be saved? And that they would see Jesus Christ in the words said today, Lord, that would they would see him as what they need as the answer to their problems in life. That they would receive him as their personal Lord and Savior. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.
We'd like to look to the Lord in prayer. Let's bow our heads, please, in prayer. As our choir goes quietly down to their seat, I trust the Lord will bless each one of us as we're met here today. As at this time we each one look to the Lord as we pray. Father, we thank thee again for this beautiful Lord's Day that you've given each one of us. Father, we know that this is a day that you have made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we ask your blessing upon every person here this morning. Those that may have come to church, Lord, burdened down with cares and concerns. Father, we know that Your word tells us to cast in all your care upon him, for he careth for you. We thank thee, Father, for the preciousness of this promise, that you do care for us. We ask your blessing, Lord, upon our time of fellowship here today. We thank thee that we can come to the throne of grace and there find grace to help in time of need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Lord's Day. We thank you for your first year. We pray, dear God, that as we have gathered here together, that we might feel you in our midst, Lord, and that we might give you all the praise and glory from this service this morning.
Amen.
We just pray for Brother James this morning, that you might use him, that you might speak through him, Lord, that we might receive a blessing from him by the house, that someone who doesn't know you this morning, Lord, might hear the word and feel the conviction, Lord, and walk down the aisle confessing these personal sins. We just thank you, dear God, for all your many blessings upon us. We just realize that you give to us far more than we give back to you. We just pray for this offering now, Lord, that it might be given freely and that it might be used, that someone will come to thee, Lord. We just pray all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Trust will be praying for Mel and his husband. He is a few miles from here now. You haven't heard from him, have you? He is in Hawaii. And in January, Melon is going to be flying across the Pacific Ocean to him. And we're trying to work her to death while she's here with us. Do appreciate each one who takes part in our church. And just pray that today will be a blessing in your life. We're glad to have, is this your sister, Janetta? Your aunt. We're glad to have you with us today, ma'am. I saw Miss Sizemore's people, and we do want to be praying for Miss Sizemore. And we'll mention our prayer request at this time. Also, we're, as I said a while ago, glad to have Miss Barker back with us. And we know God's still in great position, and we're just praying for His will to be done. And I know as much as I'm standing here this morning, that's the prayer of Janetta's mom, that God's will be done in her life. And she lies there in the hospital day after day. We also want to be praying for Brother Flincham's sister, Hattie Walker. Let's lift her up in prayer. She had surgery recently. And also Mrs. Back, our neighbor two doors down the street here, or three. Brother Jerry's dad. We need to pray for him, Brother Mitchell Fraley, Brother Herbert Haynes, Brother Combs, his wife, over in the nursing home. We need to pray for my mom, as she's able to sit up quite a bit now. In fact, she sat up all day, I think, yesterday. And so let's continue to pray for my mom, Liddy Hamblin. She's raised a large family of us, 11 of us children living yet. And Dad is with the Lord, been there 13 years or more. Let's continue to pray for Mrs. Maud Barker in the nursing home. We're going to be sending some tapes to John Talby, his home is out here. Just learned this morning that Lucy has not only had a stroke, but she has also had another heart attack. Lucy Talbot, what a blessing that she has been in our church. And we're going to be sending some tapes by someone to them to hear this week. Also, let's pray for Willie Davis, Murdy Caldwell, Brother Flinch's mom in the nursing home in Jackson. Irene Kelly, Mrs. Frost's daughter, Belle Perkins and Lafer Giles, two members of Big Creek who are still physically ill, Bobby Begley, some of Mrs. Rogers' people, Opal Rogers' people, Anna Campbell, who's still in the hospital down here, Margaret Caldwell, Mrs. White's mom and dad, Truby Kelly and George Kelly. These are two of Ms. Lane's people, and that's why Ms. Lane is not here today, and she wasn't here last Sunday. She's taking care of her brother, George. And I know God's able to bless them. Let's look to the Lord again in another word of prayer together. Our Father, we lift up in prayer to Thee right now these names that we have mentioned. Father, we know that You are still a great physician, and we just come boldly today to the throne of grace in behalf of each of these. Many of them, Lord, have been such a blessing to us. And Father, I just think of another person that we did not mention, that is Birchall Maggard. We pray for him, Lord, today, as well as these others that we mentioned. Father, we know You're able to bless him, and especially we pray today for his salvation. We pray that today, Lord, will be a day of victory in each one of our lives as we seek to magnify Thee. We thank thee already for what you're going to do in each one of our lives, Lord. Help us, Father, this week to keep our eyes upon thee. We just open our hearts, Lord, at this time to receive what you would have for us today. May each one, Lord, receive a blessing from having been in your house of worship as we worship thee today in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to be speaking this morning on having a thankful heart. And I'm glad that our president many years ago, a few years ago anyway, proclaimed a day of thanksgiving. That we can have one day set aside in the year to call the Day of Thanksgiving. God has done so much for us that every day should be a day of thanksgiving. Not just the fourth Thursday of November. Every day should be a day of thanksgiving. And I'm thankful today for the many things that God has done. And I know you're thankful today for what God has done in your life, in your home, in your individual lives. The last two Sunday nights, we spoke on the God of the impossible. And I want to say today that God can do anything that is in His will. God can do anything but fail. He has never failed. I heard a message one time on what God cannot do. And one of the things was this. God cannot save us against our will. And that's something God can't do. But my friend, as far as our salvation is concerned, as far as supplying all of our needs, God can do anything. Anything. God can do anything but fail. The thought in the bulletin for today says, if we were more thoughtful, we would be more thankful. And I want us to stop right here and think about our blessings. Count your many blessings. I want you to just think right now. If you want to, you can close your eyes and think of what God has done for you, even today. Today. As I drove the bus this morning, the wind was just something fierce today, along about 9 o'clock or so, 9:30. God brought each one of us here to church safely. And we're here today to fellowship around the throne of grace. Let's think of what God has done and then thank Him for what He has done. God has done a lot for us during this past year, even during today. God has done much for us. I'd like for us to turn in our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians, the last chapter. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 will be our main verse today. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Let's read verses 16 and 17 also. They go right along with this 18th verse. Verse 16 of 1 Thessalonians 5, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Did you know what I believe? If you and I were more thankful, that our lives would be filled with a lot more things that God has for us. A spirit of unthankfulness I tell you, just it'll do something for you. And it won't be good. The spirit of unthankfulness. Today we need to be thankful. We need to be full of thanks for what God has done. What if Paul and Silas in prison there in Philippi had griped and grumbled about their plight? Do you know what they did? Acts 16:25 says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God. And the prisoners heard them. We do, I guess, I'm talking to my own self today too, as well as to each one of you. We do too much sighing and not enough singing. How long has it been since someone heard us sing? The song says, sing and I go a long last road. Praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Sing and I go a long last road. For Jesus has lifted my load. And that's one of the things, one of the first things we're going to look at today that we need to be thankful for, and that is our salvation. Someone said it like this, be on the lookout for mercies. The more we look for them, the more of them will we see. Blessings brighten when we count them. Out of the determination of the heart, the eyes see. If you want to be gloomy, there's gloom enough to keep you glum. If you want to be glad, there's gleam enough to keep you glad. Better lose count in enumerating your blessings than lose your blessings in telling over your troubles. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, His truth endureth to all generations. A pastor and one of his members were walking to church one morning, and the member said to his pastor, I'm sorry the weather is so bad today. It's terribly cold. And the pastor said, I'm thankful that God keeps His word. The pastor was thinking of Genesis 8:22 that says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. The pastor was saying, I'm thankful today that God is keeping His promise. It takes a lot to keep us satisfied, doesn't it? I know back in the summertime, we were all uptight about the hot weather. We need to be thankful for what God has done. I believe it was the Day of the Bread one time, had down as the thought for the day, Him, H-E-M, Him, your blessings with praise, lest they unravel. Him, your blessings with praise, lest they unravel. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Many years ago there was trouble in the pilgrims' camp. The governor fed his people on 5 grains of corn. That's all they had per day for 1 month. How would you like to have 5 grains of corn for your whole meal the whole day today? Things got a little better later on. But every Thanksgiving in the pilgrim camp, they had 5 grains of corn on their plates, along with all the other wonderful stuff, that they would remember what God had done for them. 5 grains of corn and a prayer. God's done a lot for us. And I want to, first of all, thank God today for my liberty. Both spiritual liberty and political liberty. Have you ever thanked God for the liberty you have here in the good old USA? Does the Star Spangled Banner, when it's played, send chills up and down your spine? I thank God for our country. I appreciate what God has done for our country since the 1600s. All the way up to 1983. I appreciate today what God has done for the political liberty that we have in the United States. I saw a sign on the front of a car one time. It said, America, love it or leave it. We need to love our country. We need to pray for our president today and for those that are in authority. I appreciate my liberty that I have. But most of all, I appreciate the liberty I have in the Lord, spiritual liberty. One day Jesus gave His life on the cross of Calvary, dying there the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. He's the one who bridged the gap between man and God. He gave His life there. And Galatians 5:1 tells us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I want to thank God today for my salvation. And I know you who are here today who are saved and know the Lord. I want to encourage each one of us to thank God anew and afresh for our salvation, for our spiritual liberty. Galatians 5:13 says, "Ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." One day Jesus stood up in the temple, and a man gave Him a scroll on which was printed the book of Isaiah. And he found where it was written in Isaiah 61. And he read a verse or two there. And then sat down and said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And part of what he read was this: "The Lord has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." Someone wrote a song, a little chorus that says, "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free." The Lord came to proclaim liberty to the captives. Are you still bound today by the devil? Or are you free? Do you have liberty in the Lord? Do you know Him? Friends, the truly free people are those who know the Lord and are not bound by the old devil. Let us thank God today for our liberty, both spiritual and political. Paul even said this in Romans 8:21, "Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God." Here Paul was talking about even being free from this old body that pulls us down. Thank the Lord today for salvation. During our Wednesday night Bible studies, we've been studying the book of Romans. And I mentioned this past Wednesday that we're not saved by works, but we're saved by grace through faith, plus nothing. In the daily bread, it mentioned this. Dr. Walter Wilson was talking to a man one day, and this fellow said to Dr. Wilson, "You make no provision for human effort." The unbeliever complained, "Personally, I believe I am saved by good works." And the preacher said, "So do I. I believe I am saved by good works." You believe you're saved by good works? The preacher said he was saved by good works. You know whose good work it was? God's work. They came to Jesus one time and said, "What must we do to work the works of God?" Jesus said in John 6:29, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He has sent." We're saved by the good work that Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary. We are saved unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Not only am I thankful today for my salvation, but I want to say praise the Lord today for my spiritual family, for you all, as well as my physical family. A church family, as well as a physical family, can be a little taste of heaven on earth. Isn't that right? Or it can be a little taste of hell on earth. Thank God for our family. I praise the Lord today for you who are here in this service today. I praise the Lord today for the people who are members of our church here that we fellowship with. For you that are visiting with us today, we praise the Lord for you. Families that are not on the rock, capital R-O-C-K, may soon be on the rock. It's wonderful today to have a family that loves you, that cares for you, that appreciates you. I believe every last one of us here today love to be appreciated. Amen. I believe all of us do. We're human. And I thank the Lord today, first of all, for my salvation, and then I want to praise the Lord for you. Family God's given us here at Airport Gardens Baptist Church, as well as my wife and four children. How's your home? I said, how is your home? It takes more than four walls and a roof to make a home. Isn't that right? Takes a four-letter word in that home. That's L-O-V-E. Love. Thank God for the love that we feel here in our church today. If you love people, they're going to know about it. The Bible says, "Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands." It says, "Husbands, love your wives." You know who the wife is, spiritually speaking? It's the church. And if you and I know this was talking to physical wives and husbands here in Ephesians, but I want to sort of look at it spiritually speaking too. If the wife, the church, is submissive unto the Lord, and He is our bridegroom, He's the one who bought the church and is coming back for the church, He purchased the church by his own blood there on the cross. If the wife is going to be the wife she should be, spiritually I'm talking about, the wife is to love the Lord, the spiritual wife. We're the bride. Every blood-washed child of God today is going to be in that bride that he's coming back for. No matter what denomination you belong to here on this earth, if you are saved and know the Lord, friend, you're part of the wife, the bride of Christ. I want to thank the Lord for my family, both spiritual family and physical family. I want to thank the Lord for my home, my church home, as well as my physical home. You know, we're not home yet. I believe in every Christian having a home, a church home. The last paragraph over here of our church covenant says, we moreover engage that when we remove from this place, we will as soon as possible unite with some other church where we can carry on the spirit of this covenant and the principles of God's Word. I believe in every, when a person moves from a locality, they need to take their church letter just like they take their furniture. In fact, friends, I believe this. Our church letter is more important than our furniture. And I pray that some of our non-resident members that we have, I'd appreciate it. And I know that the Lord would bless them more if they would take their church letter, write for their letter, and get in a church and get busy for the Lord. I believe that. I appreciate my home church. I don't believe in moving from one church to another and church hopping. I'm not talking about that. I believe in being steadfast and unmovable. My brother, my oldest brother and I were talking last night as we visited with my mom. We need to love the church. You know what? Jesus, our bridegroom that's coming back for the church, the Bible says he loved the church and he gave himself for the church. He knew the church would someday be with him. You know, friends, part of the church is up there. And part of the church is down here yet. And someday, those who are with him already, as sure as I'm standing before you today, they are going to come back with him and have a brand new body out of that tomb. They'll be changed and will be changed in a moment and be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We'll have the marriage supper of the Lamb. We'll be home then. I thank God for the physical home God's given us here on this earth. Appreciate the church home God's given us as well. I want to thank the Lord also today for the Bible, God's precious Word. My brother last night was talking about a family that they stayed in their home out west a few months ago, and they have a Bible. They call it their Bible. It's about 2,000 some pages, and they don't even know who wrote it. It's a Bible. Friends, God is the author of this Bible. God is the author of our Bible that we have. We need to love the Bible. David said, "Oh, how love I thy law, it is my meditation all the day." We need to think about what God has written here in His Word. My brother, in talking to this family, he said verses of Scripture just flowed out of his mind. God helped him to give a witness there in that home there out west. Thank God for the Bible. This book has the answer to every problem we'll ever have. God's precious Word. I also thank the Lord today, and I know you do, for such a wonderful Savior. There's a song in our songbooks that Brother Earl's mom and Janetta sang down at the hospital some. I've never gotten over that song. I learned it at Camp Nathaniel. We used to sing it at Workers' Devotion. Christ has for sin atonement made. What a wonderful Savior. I thank God today for our Savior that we have. We couldn't have salvation without a Savior. Do you appreciate Jesus today? I believe you do. What a Savior we have. Peter said in 1 Peter 1:8, "Whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." We've never seen Jesus. The Bible says that every eye someday is going to see him. For some, it's going to be too late. I would not like to stand before Jesus someday and see His nail-pierced hands, His riven side, His nail-pierced feet, the scars on His forehead where the crown of thorns was placed. I wouldn't love to see all those scars and then be lost forever. Thank God we can know Him today. Do you know Him? Is He your Savior and Lord? He wants to be. Our Father, we thank Thee this morning that You brought each one of us here today. Help us, Father, to leave this service with a thankful heart, with the joy of the Lord in our lives. We know Your Word says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Father, may this Thanksgiving season be a time of soul searching as we each one are thankful and thoughtful. Bless You in this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We want to stand and sing our song of invitation as Brother Tom comes to lead us. Page 342. Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way, 342. If you have a decision to make, today is the time to do it. We'd like for Melanie to play quietly as we bow our heads in prayer. I'd like for each one of us today to search our own hearts. As we lift up a prayer of thanksgiving to the Lord right now, we can never begin to thank the Lord for all His blessings. We've just mentioned today about five that we're thankful for. There are many, many others. I wonder if you today know the Lord. We're praying for you today if you're lost. Father, we ask Your blessing upon this service, upon this last stanza, Lord, of this song. We pray that men and women, boys and girls, would come to know Thee today while they're still.